Let me start right off here with a short clip of Vice President Pence with his introductory comments in Jerusalem just 2 days ago.
Thanks to the president's leadership, the alliance between our two countries has never been stronger. And the friendship between our peoples has never been deeper. And I am here to convey a simple message from the heart of the American people. America stands with Israel. We stand with Israel because your cause is our cause. Your values are our values. And your fight is our fight. We stand with Israel because we believe in right over wrong, in good over evil, and in liberty over tyranny. We stand with Israel because that's what Americans have always done. And so has it been since my country's earliest days.
Well, Jimmy, I'm just going to stop the recording right there, and I'm going to go right to you. Those were some introductory comments when the vice president began. There was a little bit of altercation there with some opposition from some of the Arab members of the Knesset. But once that was subdued, the vice president went right into it, and he laid out that foundation basically saying, we, the United States, have always stood and stand with Israel. Do you agree with the vice president about that? And to your knowledge, has there ever been a nation, Jimmy, who has stood so strongly with the principles and the values of the nation of Israel? And whether you answer yes or no to that question, there clearly is a connection now. And what is that significance of that relationship now between Israel and the United States?
Let me make a couple of observations, if you will, Sam. As I listened to the president just at that moment and just in that little short clip, got goosebumps all over me. I mean, it was amazing. No, I'm not an emotional guy necessarily, but that was a historic moment. The vice president of the United States addressing the Israeli Knesset. That is very seldom opened up to world leaders, much less the vice president of any country. So I think that's amazing. Second thing I observed is how Vice President Pence is so dedicated to serving the president of the United States and speaking on his behalf. Here's a man who's such a class act and knows and loves the Lord Jesus Christ. He is not threatened by someone above him, but he believes he's in God's will to be in that place. Now, let me say, I believe he was in the will of God absolutely when he stood up there, and he did address, and the applause just broke out. You did mention the demonstrations. That was exciting to me also, because that shows how the United States, who's not a democracy, there is a representative republic, and therefore to recognize the only democratic nation in all of the Middle East was exciting, and in fact it was emphasized by the fact that those members of the Knesset, who are Palestinian Arabs, they put on a commotion that caused the police operation there at the Knesset to take them out of the building. Now, having said all of that, there's never been a nation, in my opinion, and I've thought back through history, that has had such a close relationship with the Jewish state of Israel. And that goes all the way back to President George Washington, all the way up to the last president in position of leadership now, Donald Trump. Now, many nations have had a short-term relationship, but they would then fall away from those ties and relationship with the Jewish state. I would suggest just one example, Great Britain, for example. And in 1917, they're the ones that brought the Balfour Declaration into existence, 100th anniversary last year, which really led to and was a major step in bringing into existence the Jewish state of Israel. As it relates to the significance between this relationship, the United States and Israel, you know, the United States has been blessed, I believe, mainly for one reason. That's their relationship with the Jewish state. Remember Genesis chapter 12, verses 1 to 3. Blessed is he that blesseth me. And he's talking about the Jewish state of Israel, the Jewish people, his chosen people. And that's just an absolute promise. Huh. They've got to remember that the partnership in the Middle East is key, and they've been together. They've had been allies in battle, et cetera. And during the time of Saddam Hussein, boy, I was there in Israel when they were sending those Scuds in. Had it not been for the relationship Israel and the United States had in that first Gulf War crisis, there would have been a nuclear warhead on some of those Scuds coming in instead of just a possible chemical warhead. So there's been a relationship, the closest I've ever seen in all of the history of the United States.